This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Good Friday morning, everybody. I am Glenda Geek from Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Jamie Jennings from Phoenix, Arizona. And you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for June 5th, episode 1184, brought to you by the Kentucky Performance Products. So good morning, Horse World.
Hey, Horse World. It's Friday.
When I get off of work on Friday.
Everybody's favorite day of the week on Horses in the Morning.
Because you know I'm all about that tail, and the triple. I'm all about that tail,
go. Sing along, go, everybody.
I'm all about that tail, about that tail, and the triple. I'm all about that tail, tail.
You don't want to sing along?
Because you know
I just got this out of my head from Wednesday.
Oh, I did, you know, I only had a chance. It's kind of like the new Kegasus song.
And the triple, I'm all about that tail. Tail, tail,
tail. Tail, tail, tail. Tail, tail, tail. Tail, tail, tail. God, I just got that on my head from Wednesday. Now I forgot about it, and now you play it again. So it's right back in there.
I'm never going to be allowed to play it again. Now I get to play it once more if he wins this weekend.
Now, for those who don't know, I do not have access to any of the audio files that Glenn is playing. So when you hear something, it is him. It is not me. And I have no idea what he's going to see because I can't even see it because of this new wonderful system where we have great new sound. And but
it puts you in total control. I love it.
Comes with a price for some of us.
Hey, you know, we were talking about the other day how some of my family and stuff, people who don't follow racing a whole lot, were saying, well, it's rigged because there's only a few horses in the Belmont, and they're obviously trying to make it so American Pharoah could win. Well, I looked it up, and the average field size, the average number of horses in the Belmont Stakes for the history of the race, would you have any guess of what it is?
Let's see if there was 4, 5, 6, 8 here. I mean, I'm going to say 8.
5.4.
Really?
So we actually have an above average number of horses in the race today. So yeah, 5.4. So, you know, this is not something that's unusual, is what I'm trying to say. Yeah, this is not an unusually small race for the Belmont.
That sounds like it's a big race for the Belmont.
Right.
But like we were talking about last week, I actually had a neighbor call me and ask me, is it a new law or a new requirement that now all of a sudden horses that did not race in the Preakness or the Derby can officially all of a sudden run in the Belmont? And no, that has been around forever. That they're trying to change it. Some vocal minorities are trying to change the way that it's ruled. But it's never going to happen. And it's just a race. And I was reading something about, I think it was Citation that actually ran a race. He won the Triple Crown and he actually ran a race in between the Preakness and the Belmont. That's how freaking cool these horses were back then. I mean, he was just, let's do another one. Let's do another one. I mean, just absolutely amazing. So I've got Belmont fever, baby. I've got Belmont fever.
Tomorrow's a big day. Of course, you can watch it all on NBC starting NBC Sports starting at 2:30, and then the official NBC coverage on the main NBC network starts at 4:30. I think the race goes off at 6-something, if I remember.
Because
right.
I'm all about the base, about the base. No trouble. Oh, my God. Thanks for that, Glenn.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Anytime. Jennifer, we have a special show. Jennifer got a coup of a guest today, so tell us what's going on.
Coming up on today's Kentucky Performance Products Freestyle Friday edition, I caught Jerry Crawford off guard. He's the president of Donegal Racing, who owns Keen Ice, and he's going to stop by and chat about his horse's chances in this weekend's Belmont. And then listener Kayla is going to stop by and talk about the trials and tribulations of building her new facilities, barn and home. And then, of course, the EquityMFG.com really bad ads sets the tone for the weekend.
And Diane from Equity is going to be here today giving away a Flex and Fork. Yay! It's giveaway day. So anybody that entered over the last month since we did the giveaway the last time is going to be in there in the pool. Hey, let's do the Daily Winnies first. By the way, that was a good get, Jennifer. Donegal Racing is huge, and this guy has been on Fox News and all over the place, and you got him the day before the race.
Good. I caught him off guard. He was a weak woman.
Well, let's see if he shows up. He actually arrives for little old us. I have a very special Daily Winnie today. Regular listeners and longtime listeners of the show will know the name Mini Sarah. Sarah is a friend of ours. She drives a Mini. She actually does mounted shooting and driving in a cart and is a champion at that. And Mini Sarah, we call her that because her horse is a Mini and she is a Mini. She's less than 5 foot. And she has had health problems all through her years. And she listens to us while she's at dialysis 3 mornings a week. I think it's Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. She goes to dialysis really early because she has kidney troubles and a bunch of other troubles, heart troubles as well. Because of the heart troubles, they have never been able to put her on the transplant list. Apparently, you have to be healthy for the other parts that aren't being transplanted before they'll put you on a transplant list. So she's been doing dialysis for years. And she's like, I guess she's in her mid-20s, I think. Well, she wrote this to me the other day, and this is why she's getting my Daily Winnie. She said, "Thank you all so much for your thoughts and prayers. God has worked in a mysterious way. This morning, I received a call from the University of Colorado Hospital Transplant Center. I am officially at the top of the waiting list for my category and can receive a kidney when suitable match becomes available. I just may live to see 30. Thank you all for the support through the rough terrain, but I think I can see the light or the other end of the rainbow for me." So congratulations, Minnie Sarah. Wow. We're praying that it's sooner than later. She said it can be anywhere from 3 weeks to a year. We're praying that it's closer to 3 weeks that you get to call and have to be rushed into the hospital and that you can stop doing dialysis, which must really suck. She's had 112 operations in the last 10 years.
Oh, my God.
So we hope that things will get better for her once she gets her new kidneys, and that'll straighten everything else out, too. And she can continue driving her Mini.
All right. Her heart. Well, my Daily Winnie goes out. This is super interesting. Ahmed Zayat, who owns American Pharoah. So basically, the Daily Winnie goes to the American Pharoah and his connections, because you're going to see a lot of Monster Energy over the weekend, because Monster Energy, the drink, you know, the like green full of dye and caffeine and all sorts of weird stuff, has entered into a partnership sponsorship with Zayat Stables and American Pharoah as he becomes, you know, the first horse in 78 to try to be a Triple Crown winner. And he says that Mitch Covington, the vice president of sports marketing for Monster Energy, says that, "I'm happy to welcome American Pharoah to the Monster Energy family of elite athletes. This is a huge opportunity to be a part of a great American event and sponsor one of the greatest athletic achievements of our time," which basically says, you better freaking win. "Like our loyal customers, Monster is not afraid to try new things and maybe show up where you don't expect us to. I definitely did not expect Monster Energy Drink to be a part of the day, really. You know, I mean, who would have seen it?" So my question is,
how much?
Well, that's a great question. But I want to know, like, are they going to give him any? I mean,
probably, you know what? Monster Energy Drink would probably test.
Yeah. You're probably right. He's going to have like every single piece of him, I believe, will be covered in Monster. And that's the business that Ahmed Zayat is in. You know, we are here. You know, he sold the potential breeding rights of American Pharoah. He's already sold he's like, "I'm cashing it all in."
Here it says it's one of the largest single horse sponsorships in history.
Wow.
I don't see the amount.
Monster Energy branding will be included on the trainer and owner team jackets, caps, apparel, as well as American Pharoah's blanket, his gear, his barn, and all the promotional events associated with them. You're going to be monstered out.
They better hope he goes next year, too, that he just doesn't have this one race and then he's done. And in the breeding barn, where nobody will see their logo.
Oh, my gosh. They're pulling him after that. I'm sure if he wins a Triple Crown, we'll never see him again except for in the breeding shed. But hopefully they'll run him at least through the Breeders' Cup. But, I mean, this is fantastic. And, I love getting people outside of the horse world into the horse world.
We know a little podcast that they could sponsor too if they're interested. I'll drink a Monster a week if I have to
for
half of what they paid him.
Fortunately, Keen Ice's owners are jumping on the bandwagon of horses in the morning, so maybe Monster is next.
Not to poo-poo Monster, but I had one of several many years ago, and I think I had a headache for 3 weeks.
Yeah, you're not really fit to drink that. My brother, I think, carries around, you know how when people are in the hospital and those IV bags are attached to them and they have to walk around the hospital with my brother carries a Monster with him wherever he goes and a little IV bag. So I guess people don't really die when they drink it, but please God, don't give it to American Pharoah. Just don't. He'll test. It'll be a nightmare.
I can do a 5-hour energy drink and not get a headache, but the Monster I can't do. So all right, maybe we could get 5-hour energy to sponsor us for like $2 million. A year. I'll give you a raise if that happens, okay?
Oh, that'd be great.
All right,
that'd
no
be
problem.
Great. I'm going to shut up. We'll take it.
Hey, let's go over this. We haven't had a chance since Wednesday. The lineup for the race, do you want to go down through the post positions?
Well, before we get to that, too, I do want to also throw out an extra daily Winnie to our girl Zenyatta, who is pregnant
again. Oh, they got a pregnant girl. Who's with this time? Who's the daddy?
The same one as last time, and I don't have it in front of me. But it wore what's his name? And so Warfront and full to Warfront. And I know they're praying for a girl because they lost Princess Z last year, and it turns out that both her other sons, Zyconic and Cosmic One, are in training up in New York. So the boys are going to be on the board here soon. Cosmic One, of course, he had an education his first race, and I think he's going to come back ready to not come in dead last. And he's got a lot to live up to, but I really think Zyconic is like the one. I think he's the one. But she's pregnant. And they always release this news directly after our radio show. It's like they're like, okay, and they're wrapped. Okay, drop the news. So that happened along with the Belmont Stakes post position. So going over those, we've got Mutahi, which is in the post position number one, which is ridden by Irad Ortiz Jr. And Michael DeCock is the trainer now. He's from overseas. I believe he's Irish. And their odds are currently sitting at 10 to 1. Now, I read an interview with Michael, and he was basically like, dude, American Pharoah is awesome. Like,
I'm riding the other horse.
we're going to be on time, which hopefully will come in second. I love that horse. This is the horse that trains barefoot. This is also the horse that you literally lead him around the barn with a cotton lead rope, not a chain over his nose, not a lip chain. He's just super sweet. There's pictures of the owners kissing him on the nose. And you know me, I love a horse you can kiss on the nose. So you apparently can kiss him on the nose without him biting your face off, which is nice. So I really am a huge fan of him. He's so pretty. But he is in the number one post position. Two is Tale of Verve. Tale of Verve is scary because of the rider. And Glenn, who is riding Tale of Verve?
Gary Stevens.
Gary Stevens, the man making the giant comeback. He has been for a couple of years.
He's my age.
I can't believe somebody as old as you can still be jockeying.
I can't either, to be honest with you.
Couple knee replacements he's had. Like, I mean, poor guy. Like,
I was watching American Ninja Warrior, which we actually love this year. And a guy finished the opening course at the age of 53. And I was going, wow, I could do that if I just trained.
If you had been training for 30 years.
If I had any muscle, I could do that.
Glenn all of a sudden becomes a ninja warrior.
Yeah, don't count on it.
Yeah. Dallas Stewart is a trainer. Post position number 3 is Made from Lucky, which love that name because his sire is looking at Lucky. And looking at Lucky made him. So he's made from Lucky. Javier Castellano is the rider. Todd Pletcher is the trainer. Current odds at 12-1. Taylor Verve is 15-1. Fermento, number 4 in the 4 spot. Nick Zito trained, ridden by Satan at 30. I'm just kidding. Ridden by Mike Smith at 30-1. Let me just go out on a limb right now and say that if Fermento wins this race.
With Mike Smith ruining it again.
Mike Smith ruining it. There's going to be hell to pay. And he should
probably contract out on him.
He should get security. He should really get security. The great post position for number 5, American Pharoah, our guy, Pioneer of the Nile, is his daddy, ridden by Victor Espinosa, trained by Bob Baffert. Current odds, you better bet a lot of money to make a dollar. That's all I'm saying. Frosted is in the 6th spot, of course, by the greatest sire of the last 2 years, Tappet. Joel Rosario is the rider. Kira McLaughlin is the trainer. 7 is Keen Ice, which is a son of one of my favorite horses on the planet, Curlin, ridden by Kent DeSormo and trained by Dale Romans. Currently at 20-1, almost the biggest long shot on the board. And rounding out the last post position is number 8, Materiality, son of a Fleet Alex. John Velasquez is the rider, and our boy Todd Pletcher has a couple in this race. So he's got Made from Lucky and also Materiality. So it's going to be a good race. A lot of really good horses and a couple really fresh horses. So American Pharoah, I love Bob Baffert's quote for American Pharoah. But some people will, the track conditions and oh this and oh that. Bob Baffert goes, if he's the best, he'll win. Which is true. If he can do it, he'll do it.
Actually, I think, I don't know what it is. Years ago, I didn't like Baffert all that much, but now I've seen the interviews with, I think he's mellowed or something. I kind of like him more.
I think maybe that heart attack that he had a couple years ago and some life changes, and he's got a young son now. Maybe, because we didn't like him after the movie 50-1, because he came off as such a big jerk face in that movie. And so maybe he's become a nicer guy.
Well, that's possible.
Or maybe possible. In the movie, maybe Hollywood stretched it a little bit.
Yeah, maybe they stretched it a little bit. Yeah.
Made him a little bit more of a bad guy than he was. I want to believe that he's a great dude. So let's believe. We're going to believe, people.
Now, Jennifer, as far as our first guest, Jerry from Donegal Racing, what's the scoop?
He discovered who we really are and said, no, he doesn't want to talk to us. Something came up this morning. As you can well imagine, he's a little busy. So he is going to stop by again at 9:45.
Okay, good. So we still have him. We're just going to have him a little bit later in the show.
He said, we're going to make this work. 9:45.
All right, cool.
I'm going to go ahead and let you know then that since our schedule has changed, I have absolutely zero preparation for talking to you about anything because the husband left at 4:30 this morning. The baby woke up at 5. I've got a horse that is on stall rest who is out back screaming his head off because all of a sudden we had a lightning storm this morning and all of his friends. We had a lightning storm this morning and rain.
Do you ever have those?
No, especially not in June. And poor Chad, he's at 4:30 in the morning having to drive to work. And I'm like, you can't take the car and you can't take the truck. I might need the truck. So you're driving your motorcycle. So my poor dear husband.
Oh, no, he got caught in a storm.
I made him take the motorcycle.
You're such a witch. How have you been married 5 years?
I'm like, I will wrap you up in a blanket and send you. You can't take the car because we have 2 vehicles and the motorcycle. That's what the motorcycle's for. But the last time he took the truck to one of these to work when he was going to be gone for a couple weeks, I had a colic emergency and then had to borrow a neighbor's truck to get my horse to the vet. So you can't take the truck. But also you can't take the truck because I need the car because putting the baby in and out of the truck, it's a giant dually that you insisted that we buy and it's too freaking big. I can't run my daily existence putting a 35-pound baby in a car seat that I had to climb into. I can't do it. So take the motorcycle. But that's my morning.
And it stormed. Did he make it okay to get hit by lightning on the way? Or
I haven't heard anything, so I'm going to go with no news is good news.
Oh, yeah, that's good, because you know what? The Air Force is going to be really mad at you if
I know.
If you caused that kind of trouble.
I know. It happens.
If your house gets buzzed today by an F-16 at about 10 feet, you'll know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks. At least I'll know he's in there.
This is his trip away. He's leaving today. He's on his way to see us, actually.
He's on his way to Florida. Yeah. Poor guy. You know, he spent so many days in these awful places like Hawaii and Guam and Bali and then Sydney. And now he has to spend a couple weeks like on the coast in Florida where, you know, they have these travel pods inside these F-16s. And, you know, there's not a lot of room inside for the suitcase. So they have these little travel pods that they attach to the wings.
They take a bomb off and put a travel pod on.
Pretty much, yeah. Pretty much. It's really weird. I mean, they're designed, it's like a trunk. And guess what my dear husband put in the trunk?
Well, we do have a lot of golf courses in Florida.
How did you know?
Because
that's
he loves
exactly
we
what
have
is
a
in
lot
his
of, and it's probably pod. Just about the size to fit a set of golf clubs.
It's like a little tube for golf clubs. I actually asked him, I said, did they design these things for golf clubs? Because it's just this perfect little chute. You just pop them
You know
in there.
What I wonder is, you know how when you put the golf clubs in the back of the car, they rattle the whole time? You know, the clubs are rattling around, hitting each other. Can he hear that in the jet? Does he hear them rattling around over there in the pod?
You know, if I have the saddle that I have, you know that my husband has not chintzed on the golf clubs, and they're so nice that they all have like their own little individual case.
Yes,
they all have their own covers and all this crap, and he'll hit a ball and he'll put the cover back. I'm like, you don't pick up your shoes, but you'll hit one ball and put the cover back on it. So first world problems, you know, what are you going to do?
Well, let's do this. Let's, why don't you, I know that not everybody listened to the show on Wednesday. Do you want to hear the tribute I did that we played later in the show on Wednesday?
You didn't get to hear it either,
did you?
No.
So why don't I play that tribute, and then we'll do the commercial for Kentucky Performance Products, and then we'll come back and we'll talk to Kayla, Jennifer will get her on in the meantime. Our listener, Kayla, we're going to chat to her. She just built a beautiful new barn, and we're going to talk to her about what that was like and maybe some of the advice she could give if you're looking at building a new barn on your property. But first, let's hear all about how American Faro got to where he is today.
American Faro is strong on the lead. Calculator's all hard chasing him, but American Faro is all class.
Just sitting on American Faro, and he asked the question now, opening up to lead by two. Bold Conquest is finishing nicely on the outside of Made from Lucky. Then comes the Truth or Else. They're in the final furlong, and it's all American Faro answering this test with flying colors. American Faro, the maiden, is fifth. Win the space. He's only five lengths off the lead. There's a new leader at the top of the stretch. It's American Faro putting away Bridget's Big Lovey. Breathtaking!
outside of horses that Dortmund is in. Here comes American Pharoah, and he sweeps up on the far outside, and they're into the stretch, and it's American Pharoah who is taking the lead on the outside. In between horses is Firing Line. Dortmund is down at the rail as they come into the final furlong. American Pharoah, Firing Line, not done yet, and these two come into the final 16th. It's American Pharoah in front, Firing Line. Dortmund is third, Frosted is fourth, coming to the finish. American Pharoah and Victor Espinosa have won the Kentucky Derby. Firing Line was second, Dortmund was third, Frosted finished fourth in a final time of 2:03.02. Victor Espinosa has won the Kentucky Derby 2 years in a row. And they're into the stretch in the slop at Pimlico. And American Pharoah has pulled away to a 2.5 length lead over Divining Rod. And then it's Dortmund, Tale of Verve, a huge long shot, is making a move on the far outside. But American Pharoah is all by himself. He is 5 lengths in front as they come to the mire. And American Pharoah and Victor Espinosa have won the Preakness over Tale of Verve.
Her life was falling apart around her, but when she saw his sweet face and heard the low nicker, the pain eased. She stood in the stall for some time, running a brush over his sleek coat, down his powerful muscles and over his tight, cool tendons. He cocked his back leg, waiting patiently. She scratched his favorite spot and was rewarded with a crinkled smile and outstretched neck. The stress flowed from her body, and she knew with him in her life, she would make it through. This love story is brought to you by Endure Extra, providing high-fat calories, direct-fed microbials, and natural vitamin E to support optimal condition and performance. The horse that matters to you matters to Kentucky Performance Products. Call 859-873-2974 or visit kppusa.com to order today.
Well, as everybody knows, there's nothing more that we like than have our listeners on and learn a little bit about them, and especially listeners that have done fun things recently, and we have one of those on with us today. Her name is Kayla Mueller, and she is from Maryland. Hi, Kayla.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good. It's so good to have you on and chat a little bit about your new farm there in Maryland. Now, what part of Maryland are you in?
I'm in Chestertown, Maryland, so the Eastern Shore. I'm about 45 minutes south of Fair Hill.
You're across the river, I think, from where we did. I was once in a raft race in Chestertown, Maryland. They have every year there, right?
I believe so. I don't know. I'm new to the area. I mean, I say new. I've been here for 6 years, but I'm still in my little horsey bubble. So I don't really branch out to real people things.
You need to go into town every once in a while, Kayla. They have a big festival there every year. You got to go check it out. It's fun. It is fun.
I will.
All right. Definitely check that out. Well, tell us a little bit about your horsey background.
Well, I grew up in California with my stepmom, Mogi Beard Muller, who has Fox Hill Eventing. And then I moved to England for a year to ride after high school, and then...
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So I worked for Dag Albert and Ann Taylor over there for a little while. Ann Taylor was one of the U.S. team selectors a while back for the high-performance event team. So that was really exciting to do. I've competed through the intermediate level. I moved back to the East Coast, worked for Jan Binney for a short stint, and then started working for my stepmom about 6 years ago, and haven't really looked back since.
Well, that's terrific. How cool is it that you got to go to England and play around over there? That's every horse girl's dream, especially every eventer's dream, right?
Oh, yeah. if I could go back, I would. But financially and everything, you know, it's not the easiest. Everybody has to go at least for a few months and sit on those horses because it's just, it's a different experience.
Well, you can't go because you have this big barn now that somebody has to pay for. So you might as well, you might as well stay home and do some lessons and things to see if you can get that paid for. So tell us about this property that you got there in on the east shore of Maryland. It was, I assume it was just a big open piece of land when you got it.
Yeah. So I have a business partner that has helped me purchase a few horses. And then she decided that we should have a barn for said horses.
And it's a nice partner.
I'm not one to argue.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you have to have some place to put them, right? So, yeah.
Exactly. She lives over in this area. She's been eyeing up this open piece of property. I think it had been a soybean field, you know, whatever crop was coming through at the time. And she'd been eyeing it up and eyeing it up, and then they dropped the price, and she's like, that's mine, because it's right across the road from her. So for her, the ease of commute to the barn is now literally she can walk out her door, walk across her cow pastures, because her husband does cows, walk across the road into the horse pastures. So so when she kind of was like, you know, I think we need to build a barn and do that and this, it kind of just grew and grew. And all of a sudden, this, like, 4-stall barn turned into a 14-stall barn.
Now, we've talked to you before. You went overseas and bought a horse, and we kind of chronicled your adventure to do that. Now, your business partner is a genius. Because she has made a very good, I'm assuming it's a she, has made a very good decision to have the barn directly across the street from her house, but not have to feed in Maryland in the cold. She left that up to you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Super smart. Well done.
She's like, I know nothing about horses, really. You can do it all. And here's your barn. Go. So,
a score.
Kayla, you are living the horse girl dream here.
I really am. I have to pinch myself every morning that I wake up and whatnot. Let's not
understate this. This is a beautiful barn. It's beautiful. It is a neat barn.
I had my open house a few weeks ago, or actually just a week ago, and all the people were like, God, you're spoiled. And I was like, yeah, I know.
You know what, though? I bet
the
you
word
work really
spoiled was, yeah.
Yeah, well, they throw that out there, but I'm sure you work your ass off for it. So, I mean, I know that this is not an easy thing to run, this beautiful facility. And we're going to post some pictures, if that's okay with you, on our Horses in the Morning Facebook page. As someone who in the future will be building a horse property from scratch, can you walk us through some of the decisions that you had to make and some of the ideas that you had?
Well, it was a collective, it was a group effort. Cause I'm young. I don't know, you know, all the logistics. I know the ideas that I like, and everything. So we brought in a couple experts on some matters. Like my stepmom, for example, is very good at laying out things, and she can kind of take a blank page and just build on it. Mm-hmm. So we brought her in to help design where the fields are going to go, where we should put a ring, things like that. And then the ring actually ended up moving because we were going to have a covered ring. The permits didn't allow it to be exactly where we wanted it to be, and then it ate up this field that we wanted to kind of make our little mini derby field at some point. And so then it ended up not being a covered, even though the steel was already ordered. And it just, you know, there you run into big bumps. Actually, that was the biggest bump we ran into. Luckily, we found somebody to buy all the steel. And so we have.
Oh,
this
so
lovely,
you had
lovely...
you had to buy the steel. You had ordered it, so you had to take it. And when we're talking steel for an indoor, we're talking a lot of pounds of steel.
Yeah. So it was a bit of a debacle, but luckily we found somebody who wanted to build an indoor baseball area, and apparently they're about the same dimensions.
How much? How good are you at baseball if you're building an indoor baseball field? I mean,
that's insane.
It was an ex-Oriole player, so I think he's
oh, so he's done with baseball. He's made his money, and he just wants to play now.
Yep.
He has to spend it on something, right? Yep. Oh, well, that makes sense.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I mean, we brought in a bunch of people. I had ideas, but then, you know, luckily was guided in some correct directions of no, that's not really going to work, and this is why. And everything, like, got suggestions of what cabinets to put in and this and that. And ultimately, the thing turned out gorgeous.
Is this a Morton barn? Is this an MD barn? What is this? Because it's gorgeous.
I'm sorry, what was the question?
I'm sorry. Is it a Morton barn? Is it an MD barn? What kind of barn is this?
Oh, it was built by Diamond State. And so it's just got metal siding. We use European stall fronts so that they could be able to stick out their heads and not feel like they were.
Explain that. That's the ones that have the lower front so that they can actually stick out their heads over top. Is that right?
Yes. Okay. So it goes high and then it dips low, and there's like a point in where it's like lower and then it goes back up.
Yep.
And so they can't
between the stalls, they can't talk to each other, right?
Right.
Okay. Right.
And it's high enough. The ones that we got are high enough that they're not going to reach out and grab the horse that's walking through the barn aisle.
Horses would never do that.
Yeah, they never do that.
Exactly. So I didn't want any horses to be, taking the chunk out of, because we have, you know, those occasional horses that love to eat other horses. Mm-hmm. And we, you know, other decisions that we made were, my partner wanted to make it really efficient, the barn to be really efficient. She wanted automatic waterers. I was kind of against that, just in the fact of, I want to know exactly what my horse is drinking. Mm,
that is one disadvantage to them, isn't it?
Right. Yeah. And so I was like, and the ease of cleaning. So we looked around and around. Richie is a brand of automatic waterers that we ended up going with, purely because they have an attachment that will read how much water is going through the water.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow.
So, each individual one?
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, wow.
So we can just push the button and it tells us how many gallons. And so we keep a daily log of how much the horses are drinking.
Isn't that cool? Because, you know, we have automatic waterers outside, and I think a lot of people do. But, you know, our horses are turned out most of the time, so we really don't know how much they're drinking. We really don't. And, you know, that is important.
That's funny because Kayla, with what I have here in Arizona, I have these giant muck tubs, but to make it easier, I had a hose bib installed in each stall because I didn't trust the automatic waterers either. However, if I would have known about it's Richie is the company. I'm writing this down for future.
Yes. Richie with an IE. I think it's RITCHIE.
Perfect. That's awesome. We need to get them on, yeah. Jennifer, and talk to them about their automatic waterers, because that sounds fantastic.
Yeah.
Now, Kayla, does this barn, it looks like it might have an apartment. Is it an apartment up above in the second story?
There are two apartments up above. There's one for my barn manager, and then one for myself and my boyfriend.
Wow.
So it's quite nice up there. My boyfriend's happy because there's a lot of kitchen space.
I was going to say,
of the family. So.
The other person we need to get on the show is her boyfriend. To talk to him about what he's just got himself into.
Yeah, exactly. I need to give him the warnings. We need to give him the top 10 reasons he shouldn't be marrying a horse girl.
No. We don't need to tell him that.
Oh, girl, I'll sell it. I'll sell you. I'll sell the whole thing. Glenn may detract, but I build up, he tears down.
That's right.
So we can.
And I'll have the counter to every one of those. How long have you had him around?
Almost 7 years.
Oh, well.
Oh, he's in.
He knows he's there in. So, yeah, we're way beyond that.
He knows. He's like, oh, the horses, again. Kayla. In the barn till 9 o'clock, again.
Kayla, listen. All right, 7 years. How old are you? Do you mind me asking?
I am going to be 27 this year.
Okay. She's been dating him since she was
12. By the way, she looks like she's 12.
She's 27 years old. She's been dating this guy 7 years. You know why you need to put him on the show? Is so I can ask him what the hell is taking so long. Come
that's
on. Right.
That's the next question.
I think the horses make him a little nervous. He's like, ah.
Yeah, but he's in this far. I mean, he's in this far. It's like he's done now. I mean, you get past four or five years with the horses around. Although now he's living above them. Do you hear them winning or did they soundproof it really good?
Oh, they did not. So we have the horse that I went to England to get, actually. He's in the barn at night. And when we first moved in about a month ago, we changed his schedule. So he now is in at night, out during the day. And he used to be out at night, in during the day. So he whinnies when the sun comes up. And it's summer.
It's like your rooster.
Coming summertime now. Yes. And his name is Roo, which is very fitting. So he is Roo the rooster. And he whinnies at 5:30 in the morning. Of hello, time for food. Hello. And he's right underneath where we sit.
Oh, no, I'd move like, him.
Put him under your barn manager's apartment.
It's so funny that you say that because we were recording the dressage show last night in Rieskoffler Stanfield. They built the apartment in the first floor of the barn. So you walk out their back door of their apartment, you're in the aisleway of the barn.
Last night
during the show, we could hear all this whinnying. She said, yeah, they're all carrying on out there about something. And then we hear her walk over and open the door and yell something and then comes back. And it's like, okay, we're good now. That's going to be your boyfriend down there at 5 a.m. Would you shut up? And then he'll be coming back up and then it'll be okay. We'll be anywhere winning.
Yeah, it never works. It doesn't work like that.
No,
unless
it doesn't.
You're Rieskoffler Stanfield.
Apparently they listen to. That's what you have to look forward to, all that winning at all hours of the day and night. Well, what's the website here where people can find you?
Selkuth, which is SELKOUTH, sporthorses.com.
SelkuthSporthorses.com is where you can find it. We're going to post a picture of your farm on our Facebook page. And I know you have a Facebook page, too, for Selkuth, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Okay, very good.
It's just Selkuth Sport Horses LLC.
Selkuth Sport Horses LLC. Well, now we can't let you go without asking you the big question. Who are your picks for the race?
So I've been bracing myself for this question because I'm not an avid, like, thoroughbred racing. I watch it, but I know, you know, I'm not involved. So I'm going to go with American Pharoah to win.
Woo!
Just because, you know, everybody wants him to win, and he's going to win. Because we're due. And I'm not going to say the name correctly, so I'm just going to say...
Mahucha Bobby?
Mubtani.
Yep, that one.
Yeah.
That one. The barefoot one. and for second. And we'll go with Frosted for third.
Oh my gosh, those are really good picks. And watch the girl who doesn't follow horse racing be right on every single one.
Yeah, that's right. Well, we haven't done our other picks. Go ahead, Kayla.
Oh, I was going to say, I have a pretty good record because we did a poll for Rolex, and I picked Michael Young on the mare to win, and he did. So I'm just saying.
You're having a good year.
I'm going to rub all my lucky stars.
It just has to happen. I mean, come on.
Maybe a $2 trifecta, too. That might help. You know, get your bet in. Well, Kayla, thank you so much for joining us. I have written down your picks, so we'll keep that. We'll review yours on Monday as well.
All right. And I get something really cool if I win, right?
Yes, you get our love and adoration. That's what I get this.
Awesome. Awesome.
Thank you, Kayla. We appreciate you stopping by to tell us about your journey, and good luck with that new barn out there on the eastern shore of Maryland. Beautiful, beautiful spot there, Chestertown.
Thank
Kayla,
you.
Kayla, before you go, I would be remiss if I did not tell you that you need to stack your barn with Flex and Forks and Shake and Forks. You'll save a lot of money.
I'm already on it.
Okay,
and,
good.
And, you know, with good equipment, and I have my barn manager, just so you all know, she's a body worker. She does body work on horses. So anybody who wants to come and have their horses worked on and stay in a really nice facility with rubberized aisle.
When you said that, all I had this picture of, you know, in your car, you have an accident and then you bring it to the body shop. I was like, oh, is that after your horse has an accident? She puts a new fender on it. I couldn't figure out what that meant initially. So she's like
Ignore
a chiropractor
him.
Type person.
The deep muscle structure of the horse.
Okay.
So a little different, but it can be used in conjunction with chiropractic, and then your horse will feel amazing.
Very good. We'll post a link, or we already did post a link to the barn and everything, so find it on our Facebook page. Thank you, Kayla, and good luck.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right,
thanks, Kayla.
Have a good day, guys.
All right, bye.
I love her. She's so sweet.
I know she is. She is.
Every time we talk to her, I just realize I want to be her.
You want to have her barn anyway. That's for darn sure.
Let me take off 10 years.
Yeah.
Let me live in an apartment above a really nice barn and let's fly to England and train.
Yeah.
I want to be her.
Yeah. That's a good deal. Well, speaking about good deals, there's somebody that has a horse in the race tomorrow. Do you want to introduce him?
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited that he came in. Jerry Crawford is joining us. And Jerry, well, I'll go ahead and say good morning.
Good morning. Great to be with you. I think I want to go see Kayla so I can feel terrific too.
Yeah, you do, believe me.
I'll be her, you visit her. That's what we'll do.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Now, you have this minor thing of a horse that's running in the Belmont this weekend. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your little pony?
Well, we have Keen Ice going in the Belmont. We actually have Finnegan's Wake going in the Manhattan as well, coming off his grade one win in the Woodford Reserve. But, you know, in the Belmont Stakes, we think we have a really good shot in here. We're the best bred horse to run a mile and a half in the field. There are a couple of others that are likewise well bred who have run faster than us up to now. Those would be Frosted and Materiality. So, you know, the real question, there's no doubting American Pharoah's brilliance. But he's trying to punch above his weight when it comes to running a mile and a half. He was, I think, stretched pretty thin stamina-wise in the Kentucky Derby. And so the question is, can he get the extra quarter of a mile on the Triple Crown? It's our job to make sure that if he does, it was a very honest win. And we frankly like our chances on Saturday.
I like that. You know, I think that quarter mile that is going to be added basically under his belt if he gets it done is all heart. And that's exactly what you're saying, is that you're there to make sure it happens. If it's there, it'll happen. If it's not, then your pony's going to win. And so Keen Ice is, you're right. He is bred for those longer distances. His sire is Curl. I mean, come on, his sire is amazing. So you do have some great chances too, but saying all that, is there a little part of you? I know, you know what? You can just, your silence will be your answer. Is there a little part of you that kind of wants us to have a Triple Crown winner?
You know, if American Pharoah can get the mile and a half and win that race on Saturday, I will be the first in line to congratulate his connections, because it will be an amazing feat, as we all know, after waiting since 1978. You know, but so often we come into the Belmont with people shooting for the Triple Crown, and so often they fail. And the reason I see an analogy to this year's situation, it's just usually that they're not bred to run a mile and a half. And they also have to run against fresh horses. We're one of those. You know, we didn't go to the Preakness. We knew that our horse had no chance on that speed-favoring track. And then, of course, it rained, which American Pharoah is a huge move up on a wet surface.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's supposed to be nice tomorrow, isn't it? It's supposed to be a beautiful day up there tomorrow.
Yes, Ahmed Zayat's rain dance has failed, as nearly as we can tell. Although it's still 24 hours away. So
yeah, that's true. Anything can happen. This thunderstorm could come up. I mean, look at the last one. The thunderstorm started 2 minutes before they got in the box. So
yeah. And I don't know what it cost Mr. Zayat to delay the start time by an extra 8 minutes until the downpour came, but I'm sure it wasn't a major expense for him.
Do you know what, though? Seriously, Jerry, if anybody can make it rain on command, it's Ahmed Zayat. there's one guy who can do it.
Hey, Jerry.
Yeah, Andy. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, can I ask you a little bit about Donegal Racing? Does this syndicate, it's a syndicate, right? Is that what it's officially called, or a partnership?
It is.
Okay.
It's a partnership, yeah.
Okay. So now, does this partnership work the same as the other partnerships where you're actually buying into a piece of a particular horse, or is this set up that you're buying into a piece of a group of horses?
Right. So the thing that makes Donegal Racing different from all the other partnerships is that we only do one partnership per year. And if you are a partner in Donegal Racing, you own part of every horse.
Oh, cool.
And the reason we do that is because when we have big horses like Finnegan's Wake, like Keen Ice, like Patio Prado and Dullahan, both of whom finished third in the Kentucky Derby, we want to make sure every partner is in on every big horse. And it's really worked well for us. Nobody ever misses out on the big horse. And so people have enjoyed this approach very much. And if anyone is interested in learning more, they can go to DonegalRacing.com and read till their heart's content.
I got to ask you real quick, because I'm always the financial guy. So what pays out? I always wondered this about syndicates. What, you know, everybody invests in something hoping for a payout at some point. In these kind of partnerships or even general syndicates, how do you get paid out?
Well, first of all, we've been very fortunate in that purses have almost always exceeded expenses in our 6-year history. The way you really turn a profit is to be, in our case, we're very Triple Crown focused, which is a different way of saying we try and make stallions. And we made Patio Prado, who's a very successful stallion. We made El Prado again a stallion. Dullahan would have been a stallion, but for his untimely death from the colic. I think if Keen Ice runs well tomorrow, he'll have an excellent chance to be a stallion. And, you know, when you get into that category, then suddenly you have a very good financial return.
Got it.
Yeah, remember, you may not make all the money right up front, but, man, you get those guys in a good place like Spendthrift Farm, you're going to be just fine. When they're in prominent farms like that in Kentucky, and Patio Prado is one of my favorites. He's so amazing and so beautiful, and has really, really been successful. So, congratulations to you guys. So you guys are currently accepting new partners?
We will be. We do our 2015 partnership will be formed in September. We buy most, not quite all, but most of our horses at the Keeneland September sale. And so that's when we do our annual partnership.
So if I write you a check for $10, I'm in?
Maybe a few more digits, but we can always talk.
All right.
Here's where he realized you were not going to be in, is that you had to write a check for $10. That's really that's really kind of the worst part.
now, just here's a thought, though.
Okay.
Take your 401k.
Okay.
Bet it on Keen Ice to win Saturday, and you'll be able to be one of our biggest partners.
Yeah, because you guys are sitting at, what, 30 to 1 now?
I think 20.
20 to 1.
The last I heard.
Okay, yeah. So I'm going to say, for your benefit, that was Jerry Crawford just kidding around about your 401k.
But do what you want to do. He's not saying.
Your lawyer will
saying.
Thank me later. So.
So what is the week building up to the Derby like? Is it everybody's over at American Pharoah's barn and you guys are bored over by your barn? Or is it just crazy media around all the horses? Paint us a little picture of what it's like in Elmont, New York right now.
It is American Pharoah and the Seven Dwarfs. When I was getting ready to go up and be interviewed by Andy Serling at the post position draw on Wednesday, somebody said, what is it like to, there we were outdoors in Rockefeller Center Plaza. It was a grand setting. Couldn't have been nicer, actually. They really did a beautiful job with it. But somebody said, what's it like to have Kenice in the Belmont? And I said, well, I'll tell you what it's like. The press all are standing between my table and the podium. We can't see a thing. And just as I was headed up here, a pigeon managed to find my head. So that's what it's like to have a horse running against an American Pharoah on Saturday.
That's humbling, isn't it?
Yeah. But you know what they say about who laughs last?
That's true.
I've always said that if you get pooped on by a bird, it's good luck. Because, I mean, what are the odds?
Right. It's true. That is a long shot.
They were busy inking their new deal with Monster. I'm sure you heard about that.
Yeah, we talked about that earlier. Do you have any idea what the dollar amount was on that baby?
I don't. If you wanted me to take a wild guess, I'd say $500,000. But I'm just taking a wild guess.
Well, between the company of Monster and Ahmed Zayat, there will be rain on Saturday. It'll rain Monster.
Yeah, it's going to be pink water is what it's going to be. It's going to be
people shaking cans in the sky.
Here's one promise I can make you.
Okay.
If the Lord smiles favorably upon us and we get the finish line first on Saturday, you will hear me say the words, "Who's the monster now?" Huh?
That's good. That's good.
Kinda,
we'll be looking forward to that.
I was kind of hoping that you were going to say, "We have won the Belmont. I would like to thank Horses in the Morning," which you can find at horsesinthemorning.com. And it's a free podcast. And they are currently accepting, any sort of advertisement. Just talk to them, horsesinthemorning.com. If you could work that in somehow, that'd be great.
I will keep that in mind, and we can laugh about it again next week if we're successful.
Oh, good. All right, good. He said he just committed to coming back after he wins. Did you hear that? I wrote that down.
And if he does come back, I will be super excited for you, Jerry, but I will also be crushed and devastated that we did not have a Triple Crown winner again. So I'd love to hear from you, but I kind of don't want to hear from you as a fan.
Look, you're very young. You have time. You have time to... You know, unlike me, by the way, I need to get this done now.
Thank you, Jerry. What's your website, by the way?
DonegalRacing.com.
DonegalRacing.com. Good luck this weekend, and we'll be looking for you next week, all right?
And to be
honest, thanks so much.
Kenice has a lot of new fans today after hearing you. So big hug to you, and give Kenice a carrot from us.
I appreciate it. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, Jerry.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
What a super nice guy.
Oh my God, I love him. I hope Kenice comes in second. He just went above Mubtahi, like in my book. So we're going to make our picks.
Let's make our picks. This is what I've got. I am going to pick first. I, of course, have to go with American Pharoah. I know that Jerry's a nice guy, but I have to go that route. I have Frosted in second, and I just put Kenice in third. I changed my pick.
Ooh. He is, you know what? I just, because I can't pick a racehorse any freaking other way, I might as well pick the owner because I like him.
That's right.
I mean, so I'm going to go with American Pharoah first. I'm going to go with Kenice. Oh, this is tough because I really like Mubtahi. All right, I'm going to go with Kenice second, Mubtahi third.
All right, Jennifer.
I'm gonna box the second and third, though.
I'm going to box the whole thing. What are you talking about? Oh, what do you mean? You had an American Pharoah, Kenice, and then the M horse?
And then Mubtahi. Yeah. Okay. Mubi. Call him Mubi.
Okay. And Jennifer?
I'm going to go with Kenice first because I kind of like the owner, but I really, really love Curlin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
It does have that Curlin connection.
And I'm
going
to put Tale of Verve second.
Ooh.
And I'm going to put American Pharoah third.
And we are going to laugh at you on the day because
bucking the trend. Of course, you know, odds are in her favor if we look at history, right? So
odds, if we look at odds are not in her favor. So think about that.
By putting American Pharoah third, that gives him a better chance of being someplace besides third, because that's the way it works. When
that's a really good point. Yeah. We should not pick him to win.
Especially you. You definitely shouldn't pick him to win. Yeah. Well, let's do this. Let's take a break for a song, and then we're going to come back with really bad ads. We haven't had it in a couple weeks, so it's back today. I thought appropriate song for today would be Templeton Thompson's A Horse That Can Fly, dedicated to American Pharoah.
All caged in, need to get a little air so I can breathe again. Got a thirst in my heart, hunger in my eyes, need to satisfy my soul, free my wild side. My wheels have been spinning like crazy in my head. Gotta get back to living before I forget. My sights are set where that green grass is. Good running start, she gave me over my fence. Yeah. 'Cause I need somewhere to run, somewhere to ride. Fresh pair of wings and a long stretch of sky. I've saddled these dreams, I'm holding on tight. Need a good, strong, tall wind. And a horse that can fly. Yeah. Got a load on my back and a lot on my mind. Yeah, the weight of this world really gets me sometimes. There's a freedom inside me I've been missing so much. Gonna kick the gates wide open and leave a big old cloud of dust. Yeah. 'Cause I need somewhere to run, somewhere to ride. A fresh pair of wings and a long stretch of sky. I've saddled these dreams, I'm holding on tight. Need a good, strong, tall wind and a horse that can fly. Yeah. Giddy up, look at what lies on the horizon. Second star to the left, then straight on till morning. Cause I need somewhere to run, somewhere to ride. A fresh pair of wings and a long stretch of sky. I've saddled these dreams, holding on tight. Need a good, strong, tall wind and a horse that can fly. Yeah. I need a horse that can fly. Feeling all cooped up, feeling all caged.
I say, pay attention.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader.
Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware. Horse trading. They tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. horse trading. Well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
That's right. It's time for Really Bad Ads, the time of the week when we read listener-submitted ads, usually from Craigslist, from the farm section, and we have a little bit of fun with them. And for that, we always are provided by EquityMFG.com. They're the ones that make this happen. And we're going to have Diane from Equity on a little bit later to pick a winner in last month's drawing for a Flex and Fork, the finest manure forks available on the market today. And then at the end of the year, everybody that submitted will be entered for a Shaken Fork. But today, we have a prize for today's winner. And what will that be, Jennifer?
Today's prize is a 4.5-pound bag of Daily Gold. Daily Gold brand natural equine minerals is a unique makeup of bentonite, healing clay, and minerals that work together to encourage healthy digestion by bringing your horse's stomach pH levels to a healthy balance. Daily Gold can help pacify your horse and reduce conditions that lead to gastric ulcers. For after more than 40 years of providing natural bentonite and mineral sea salt to ranchers and their animals, the folks at Redmond Equine who make Daily Gold have seen many common health benefits, including improved digestion, increased energy, healthier hooves, better hydration, greater endurance, and improved overall vitality. Horses thrive on minerals Daily Gold provides. You can find Daily Gold and other Redmond Equine products at your local tax store, or you can go online to redmondequine.com.
Thank you, Jennifer. Well, let's get today started here. And I am starting with a, I am starting with Susan, who sent this in, and this was from Queen Creek. I don't know where Queen Creek is. Quality horse, $900.
Oh, that's Arizona for you.
Oh, okay. Oh, Lord. Oh, you got it. 17-hand bay gelding horse for sale. He is a powerhouse in the ring or on trails. He can move and really works the sand. If you keep him working in the summer, he stays fit and trim and beautiful to all the mare horses. But in the winters, he gets fat and is not a looker. Thanks for inquiring.
What?
Apparently, it's a beauty contest.
Have you ever heard a 17-hand horse? This can't be like a quarter horse. They're not selling it as a cattle horse. Have you ever heard somebody say he can really work at the sand?
No, I've never heard that, actually. And then I've never heard him say he'll be beautiful to all the mare horses.
Yeah, he's a quality horse. Yeah,
but in the winter, he's fat and ugly.
Oh, my gosh. And you live in Queen Creek. It's hot all summer, all winter long. So there's no reason for him to get fat and be not a looker. That's when most people ride. Susan. Nice.
That's
one.
That's a good one.
Now, Kara sent in the next one, Schwichtenberg. Kara Schwichtenberg.
I was wondering if you're going to try and say her last name.
I was going to try. Schwichtenberg sent in the next one, and she's never going to send in another one, apparently. Due to certain circumstances that have came about, I am rehoming this beautiful boy. I've been lucky enough for him to become attached and trusting of me. He is now residing in Kentucky. Oh, let me just point out that every single one of these sentences has about 12 exclamation points at the end.
Yes.
So let me start over. Due to certain circumstances that have came about, I am rehoming this beautiful boy. I have been lucky enough for him to become attached and trusting of me. He is now residing in Kentucky with me. He is very skittish and head shy. He is very interested in my daughter. I have lunched him, bathed him, and groomed him. Worked him with plastic bags. Please contact me with any questions. Thanks, y'all. I'm doing my arms like up in the air, like you can see me, like, thanks, y'all. Like big open arms. I don't think that very skittish and head shy requires exclamation points.
And I think that the way this is written, he's now residing in Kentucky with me. He trusts me. He trusts my daughter. He likes my daughter. It sounds like you're going to have to buy her with the horse to make this work.
Well, that sounded like the personal ad. Like,
yes, exactly.
He's interested in my daughter.
Yeah, he's interested in my daughter.
I have to take her,
creep.
Too. Creep, yeah. Have to take.
Apparently, funny. This horse is not going to get along with anybody else. So I'm sorry.
I like that one, Kara. That was good.
Yeah, but I'm going to sell him for $12. Get him out of here. Yeah. Kayla, a different Kayla than we had. I didn't know there were two Kaylas in one day. How often do you see that? Cutest registered mini stud horse, $250 in Berry Hill.
God.
You saw the picture. Four-year-old registered mini stud horse. He's a lot of fun. He has a good attitude, and he's a smart little guy. He has good teeth and all the way around healthy. Moving and have to downsize. Well, I mean, how much smaller can you get than a mini, right? So,
good point.
So there's a picture of the mini in the back of the minivan. Yes.
She's moving. She's moving, and she's apparently taking
she's
him
taking
with her.
The mini this with her.
It's a horse in their car. It's in the car.
In the back of the minivan. And it looks like he's between the back seat and the front seats, standing in that little section there. And he just fits. Just fits back there.
And they apparently have kids because he's eating french fries off the ground. Yes. The floor.
Jennifer, you'll have to post that whole ad on our Facebook page. That's really funny.
That's so great. Now, I found the next one. I found it a couple weeks ago. I forgot I'd send it to you, Jennifer. And it just, this is in Wickenburg, Arizona, which is some country ass place. 10-year-old.
What's about Arizona today?
I know, because they're so awesome around here. 10-year-old Palomino mare babysitter in ropes.
What?
That's all one sentence. 10-year-old Palomino mare babysitter and ropes. Oh. $2,250. All lowercase, no punctuation. This mare has been there and done that 100% sound to discover everything used ranch loads easy. No chew to holes. She is very kind. If you stick horse, if you care, if the kiss love her, you don't need a horse, please call.
What?
I don't even know what that was. That's why I had to send it to Jennifer. I was actually on, don't ask why I was on Craigslist, but I just, you know, every once in a while, I'm like, hey, let's see what's going on in my town. This mare has been there and done that 100% sound to discover everything used. Ranch loads, easy to shoe, no holes. She is very kind. If you stick horse, if you care, if the kiss love her, you don't need horseshoes, please.
Where'd the stick horse? What's the stick horse? I don't get where the stick horse came into it.
I want to buy her because you can kiss love her.
You can kiss love her. That's right. Apparently, if you want a stick horse, $2,250.
That's so funny.
And I don't even know what kind it is, other than it's used ranch loads.
It's a Palomino babysitter rope.
Oh, that's right. It's a Palomino. I forgot about that.
Duh.
All right. Brenda Nellum sent in the following. This is a classic. And this is from Facebook. We got away from Craigslist for this one. And this is a personal ad, by the way. My name is Heidi, and I am in search of a trainer because I am an embarrassment to my mom. I am so afraid of cows that I have bucked my mom off, bolted, and crashed through a cowboy challenge course.
God, I would love to see that.
You know that scene in Dancing with the Wolves when the Indian boy steals Kevin Costner's buckskin, Cisco? And as they raced away, ponying me on the side, Cisco puts on the brakes and the rider flies off? Yep, done that too.
Nice.
Nothing can stop me, not even a barbed wire fence. Oh, and I was uninvited to drill team because I've tried to kick all the other scary mares. I call them scares. Because I'm sure they were all trying to eat me. So maybe there's a trainer out there that has a corral near some cows so I can practice being a real horse. And maybe you could teach me how to chase them. I'm not real fast unless it's dinner time, so maybe you could tie my mash bucket to one's tail. Maybe you could help me get over my I'll get to you before you get to me silliness. I need to learn to trust. It's really cramping my mom's style. You can PM her if you have ideas. Love, little orphan Heidi.
That's really cute. It's cute because I've been there, but oh my,
problems.
I would have loved to see it. Like, okay, here we go. I'm going to go through my trail course. Like, you do it in Mach 9.
Took him 3 hours to set it up for the next horse.
Yeah. And I need to take a ring break here. Got to get some crew. Oh my gosh, that's funny. I would have loved to see that. The next one. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. I just don't know where these trailers come from. I don't know where, why. Well, I know where they come from. The woods. Yeah, apparently there's trailers sitting in woods all over Georgia. This is in Commerce, Georgia. I'm assuming that's where Commerce is.
Well, this trailer has a southern accent then.
Oh my God, it does. 16-foot horse stock trailer in Commerce for, oh my gosh, only a $900. $900! 16-foot, four-horse bumper pull trailer, has side door and center gate. Needs paint and tires and also lights, rewired, pulls good. This is a good-built trailer. This thing just needs some work.
Yeah, I'd say.
This thing needs to be scrapped. And they want $900 for this monstrosity? Stephanie sent this one in.
It's a huge pile of rust. It's not our typical trailer, actually, typical tourist. This is more of a two and a half horse, and it has no roof. It has no sides. It has the framing for a roof and sides, but they're missing. The front little bubble part's there. That looks like it's
and
there.
The window's not broken. That blue plate window. Why did they make all the windows blue? Or is that just like an age thing? I don't know. There's so much rust on this thing. Like, the fender on the bottom is unattached from the wall.
That's true. That's true.
This must be Georgia simply because the rust and the humidity, this thing, it's like everything has rusted off.
Yes. It doesn't have a jack in the front either. That doesn't work anymore. It's just sitting on the ground. Yeah. And oh, by the way, you're going to need to rewire it and new tires.
Just paint it.
Do
it'll
they
be fine.
Really get $900 for these things? We see this all the time. $1,000, $1,500, $2,000 for these crappy trailers. Does somebody spend $900 for this?
Stephanie, if you're listening,
yeah, let us know.
I need you to call.
Yes.
I need you to call and find out if it's still available and just say thank you and hang up.
I love the fact, too, that Stephanie, who sent this to us, works for an insurance company.
That's probably how she got it. That's
I love that.
did they try to insure it? Is that what happened?
Is that what happened?
You guys are not going to believe
this. They couldn't
insure
it, so they sold it.
Wow. That's awesome. Oh, Susan, another same Susan sent in another one. Susan Jenkins, look at this horse, all capital letters. And every time that there's an O in a word, it's the at sign, the ampersand, if you will. So look at this horse is LAAK. You know what I mean? Squiggly A ampersand. Yep. This is $550 O in Mobile. This is Alabama, my friends.
Alabama.
This is just going to be good. Y'all come take a look at this hearse. He's big and brown with two white socks on each leg. Is a barrel rosser and can move. Is a runner. Has jump kittle things. I want to sell to a bigger farm with kids because he's a good hearse. We gone through drive-thrus, safe. I'll take guns or goats to trade, but I'd rather the money.
What are goats going for these days? How many goats to buy a horse, by the way?
Well, the horse is only $550, so that can't be too many goats.
Jumped kittle things.
Oh, anytime somebody wants to trade a horse for guns. Oh, my God.
And you notice where they all are, though. Did you notice there's a trend to that? They're all in the South.
It's all in the South. But who is like, you know what? I've got this big, beautiful gun. I'd really like a horse. I'm going to trade my firearms to some random person on Craigslist. I'm going to give them guns and take their horse. People, do they do that? All right, Susan, you got a call, too.
That's right. Beth sent the following one in. Horse manure, tons of it in Sheboygan.
I think Sheboygan is actually spelled wrong.
Yeah, it's spelled S-H-E-B-O-Y-G-A-N.
She boy gone.
I don't know. Yeah, Sheboy gone. Aged some almost 3 years old horse manure. Take as much as you want. Go down long drive past the first barn to the west side of the drive. Bring your own shovel. Age 3 years old horse manure. That's been sitting there a long time. Do you think it's like wine? It gets better with age. Is that how it works? Do you think you have years? You know, 2012 was a good year for horse manure. 2013 wasn't quite as good because the horses were not eating quite as well.
I don't know, but next time I have a glass of wine, I'm going to think about horse poop. So thanks for that.
You're welcome. Just make sure it wasn't a 2012, okay? Because that's what we're talking about here. 2012 horse manure, the finest out there.
Now, you've got the next one from Mona. This isn't horse related, but it doesn't matter.
Big old fiberglass boat. I have an old fiberglass boat, needs to leave my yard. It's not worth a damn, in my opinion. It's dirty, needs trailer and motor and time, love, and care.
Glass
windows and looks like cool yard ornament. First $25 or a guy with the trailer and a winch takes it.
So I'll sell it to you for $25 or just, I don't really just even
take
care.
I don't have to see it in my yard anymore, the big old fiberglass boat.
You know what? They were on an episode of Hoarders and the therapist said the boat needs to go. So that's how they're doing it.
Either that is a divorce situation. It was his.
Yeah. I think we got it. We got to end here because I got the baby screaming, but we'll save the rest for next time. But you guys pick a winner and I love you. Spay, neuter, geld. Got to go.
All right. We're going to pick a winner right now also for our drawing for the month. And
tell Diane I said hi.
All right.
Bye.
Will do. Thank you, Jamie. So we need to pick a winner. I really liked, I don't know if you agree, Jennifer, but I really liked Brenda Nellums. I really liked hers. And that was from Facebook. Hi, my name is Heidi. I thought that was...
you liked Heidi?
Yes, I did. I liked Heidi. So let's give Brenda the prize from Redmond Equine Daily Gold. So we'll give Brenda that. And now we have to welcome to the show, as we do once a month, Diane from EquityMFG.com. Hi, Diane.
Good morning.
What's new over there on the farm on the West Coast?
Oh, expecting a heat wave this weekend, but other than that, not a whole lot.
All right, good. All the horses good?
Yes, everybody is good.
That's good because...
going to be in a dressage clinic this weekend, so...
It's good Jamie isn't here. She'd just be drooling all over your horses anyway, so...
Oh.
That's the way it would be. Well, of course, you are from EquityMFG.com, the finest makers of manure forks in the world. We have the Flexen fork, and then we also have the Shaken fork. That's the one that does half the work for you. The Flexen fork is the one that we use every day here on the farm in Florida and the paddocks. And if we're just cleaning a couple stalls, we'll get out the Flexen fork. If we clean a whole bunch of stalls, then we get out the Shaken fork. But you guys agreed so kindly at the beginning of the year to sponsor this segment of Really Bad Ads every Friday. And what we're doing is once a month, we're giving away a Flexen fork to a winner. And how we're doing it is everybody that submitted an ad, whether they won or not during the weeks, is eligible for the drawing for the Flexen fork that month. And then at the end of the year, we're putting everybody that submitted all year long into a pot, and we're going to do a drawing for a Shaken fork. So thank you so much for doing it. And of course, if you want to check out their manure forks, you can find them at EquityMFG.com. Are you ready to draw?
Yes, I am.
Jennifer says we have to pick between number 1 and 163 this month.
Oh, okay. How about number 99?
99's a great number. Jennifer is... I don't have a drum roll.
We need our wheel of trivia sound effect for this.
Yes, I don't have
it.
So
as I scroll through my spreadsheet, the folks have something to listen to.
I don't have it.
But number 99 is Sandy Murphy. Pray the cheering button.
Sandy Murphy. Yay. Sandy Murphy. That's great. Where's Sandy from? Do you know?
I do not know.
Okay. Well, Sandy from somewhere.
One of her ads is from is in the Northeast. So I'm suspect she is a Yankee.
Oh, great. You get to send one to the opposite coast there, Diane.
Okay. That's fine.
Yankees, they have to shovel in the
info.
They have to shovel in the winter, so they need a flexing fork because they need a tough fork that's going to last.
Yes.
Yeah. You're shoveling poop out of ice. You need a fork that's going to last. That's for sure. I still have in this picture every time I talk to you, and I always wondered about this, Diane, is that video of your husband taking the fork and smashing it on the concrete to do some product testing to check its durability. And I mean, he was smashing it. And I was always wondered how you ended up with a guy with that much pent-up frustration. I just...
Well, actually, the person smashing the forks was not Joseph.
Oh, it wasn't?
No, that is a gentleman named Seth,
who obviously is very frustrated.
Yeah, yes. He's only in his 20s, so.
Oh, got it.
Yeah, that,
I need to look closer at that video.
Yes.
Wow.
And Seth is about 6 inches shorter than Joseph. So.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. I mean, he was smashing that fork on the ground and it didn't break. It was incredible.
Yes.
Yeah. So it has been product tested, let me tell you.
Yes, we've done a lot. So it bangs around in the back of my ATV every morning. And so I'm always popping them out and they land on the ground. So.
Well, the only one we know of, and a lot of our listeners have bought these. I'd say about half our listeners have these forks now. And the only one we know of that's broke is Robin's. And she got it between two horses that were in a fight. She figured it was so sturdy and durable that she would use it to break up the fight. And the fork got the best of that. I'm sorry, when you have 800 pounds of pressure with two back feet kicking out, you're going to break something.
Yeah.
Right? But, you know, at least I said, look at it this way. You broke your it was a shaken fork too, Diane. You broke your shaken fork, but you saved the other horse, because if he had kicked the other horse at that volume, you know, there would have been damage, right?
Right.
So the shaken fork was better than a bet.
I have one here now, actually, from somebody else who also was doing something with it. With the horse, I think it tried to kick her or something, and she put it out in front of her, and so the fork got broken. It also was a shaken fork. So.
How was it the shaken forks are the ones that get kicked all the time?
It was a $77 repair, so that's a lot better than having to go to the emergency room. So
exactly, and a $4,000 vet bill.
Right.
You know, I said that to Robin. I said, next time, could you tell him, just hold on a minute, I have to run back and get the flexing fork. It's cheaper. And then
you can do that.
Now you can resume your fight. I've got the right fork. Thank you, Diane. EquityMFG.com. Jennifer will send you the information once we get it.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks,
talk to you next month. All right. Bye-bye.
Well, that's it for this week. We are done with the week. Jamie's off taking care of the baby already, and Jennifer and I, we have to head off to finish up the other shows. I did want to mention that I had a chance to talk to Ellie O'Brien from New Zealand. We have that coming up on the Stable Scoop radio show. I got a chance to talk to her from the hospital. It's been 15 days since she broke her back falling off the horse and had her surgery. And she's doing quite well. We had a little bit of fun on the phone, and I think you'll find that her attitude is still good. So you'll find that on Stable Scoop. And all the other shows are coming out as well. The Dressage Show had a great conversation on some different things for training for dressage, and that'll be coming out later in the day. Of course, Jennifer always has shows over on Horse Tip Daily. You can find them over there. She puts out a bunch a week. And she has about 1,300 stacked up, so you can go over there and take a listen to Horse Tip Daily as well. Thank you for booking the guests, Jennifer, all week long, and you had a very good one earlier too. We had a couple good ones today between Kayla, and thanks so much to everybody at Donegal Racing and for arranging for Jerry Crawford to come on. That was a good get, Jennifer. He was a lot of fun.
A lot of fun. We'll see if he's as much fun if they don't win.
True. True thing. I didn't think about that. All right, everybody, have a terrific weekend. We'll talk to you again on Monday at 9 a.m. with a new Triple Crown winner. Guaranteed. Promise you.